I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers advanced a bill yesterday to end the state's death penalty. Scott Franz has more.
The Senate voted 19-15 to abolish capital punishment after several hours of debate. The same measure failed last year, but it now has support from three Republicans, including Jack Tate.
I don't support the state having the power over life and death in any circumstance.
Critics say it's costly and doesn't prevent violent crime. But some Democrats, like Senator Rhonda Fields, are still trying to convince lawmakers to keep it.
We don't need a mandate from the Capitol to tell DAs how to lead what's best for their community.
Two of the men currently on death row are there because they murdered Fields' son. The bill will head to the House if it clears a final vote in the Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A federal court filing alleges that the Kansas Highway Patrol has a practice of unlawfully targeting motorists based on their out-of-state license plates or Colorado travel plans due to the state's legalization of marijuana. Among the allegations are statistics showing that drivers with out-of-state plates made up 93% of the agency's traffic stops in 2017. What began as a hand-scrawled complaint filed last December by two irate drivers got some legal firepower yesterday when the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas and a Missouri law firm filed an amended complaint. The Kansas Highway Patrol says it cannot comment on pending litigation. This is 91.5 KRCC News.